Today, I'm going to be talking to a specialist in cutting company costs. By way of introduction, tell me a little bit about costs to get us started.
What would you do if you were walking down the street and you saw £50 lying on the ground?
I'd pick it up, of course.
Right, but the majority of small and medium businesses not only don't pick the money up, they even kick it down the street, throw it away on their suppliers.
Why do you think that is?
It's been scientifically proven that entrepreneurs literally do not want to hear about reducing costs.
I don't quite understand.
It's because they're focused on making money, i.e. on profits, and they consciously or unconsciously neglect costs. They think that managing costs will only slow them down.
But if I cut costs, I automatically increase my profit, right?
And that is precisely what many entrepreneurs don't understand, because they're looking at it from another perspective.
I'm sure that we'll be able to help entrepreneurs change their perspective today, but I'm going to play devil's advocate a little. I presume that the costs which we will be discussing today include things such as electricity, gas, mobile telephones, the internet. I always thought that it wasn't possible to negotiate with these suppliers, that they've set tariffs and they stick to them.
Well, that is a serious mistake. It's possible to negotiate everything, and I would even say that it's the duty of any entrepreneur who takes his company seriously to negotiate prices.
I see. Will you divulge to us some facts about company costs?
Costs affect absolutely every company. They are an integral part of business. It's up to you to determine how far to let them go, what areas are affected, and if they become untenable, how to deal with them. Costs directly affect your profit, but they can also be very dangerous, especially when things stop going well for you. If you don't tame your costs in time, they can easily drag your business under. Yet, costs can be managed very easily.